I just want to share a personal just thought. You know, this is the the dynamic of, I'm not going to use the word balance, because balance is like a very tough word. This is one of the main central principles of life is this challenge. And the challenge of being a doer, you know, we spoke yesterday about doing a little bit, and to be a doer, Adam la'amul yulad. The reason we're put in this world is to do, right? Bears, they hibernate for whoever knows, right? ChatGPT Avi, right? Chair, what are they, 6 months? What are they? Bears, even though I found, I don't know if it's Lashon Hara, I don't know if they're Yidden who are involved in ChatGPT. We looked up, you know, we're looking up when, there was a mistake we found. Yeah. So I don't have as much confidence. We looked up how long?
5 to 7 months.
We looked up one of the, about Rabbi Yeruchim, that he passed away, because we said over the other week, the Rabbi Yeruchim, so we were looking up his date, and it said that the death date, and that was inaccurate. So Avram wrote back, my son wrote back to the ChatGPT, but we asked a question, and the chat sent back, yeah, you're right. And then he looked it up a few days later, and it corrected the way we said it. So we're already involved in the chat. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
It's fine. Anyway, so it's chat. So either way, 5 to 7 months. A bear, right? Sometimes we wish we could hibernate, right? I don't know about you, but sometimes it's great. Imagine if you could take off 6 to 7 months out of your year and just put the covers over your head. Oh, put the heat on, right? Geschmack, very geschmack. And like, don't deal with, again, I don't know what the bear is doing there. Or the animals. I know we have a turtle. We found a turtle a few years ago. 2 turtles. So for the kids, for my grandkids, a turtle, like it just sits, the turtle. I mean, we love turtles. But my mom sits in the same place, covers itself. Like just, mamas just sit there, right? So that's our nefesh ha-Bahamas a little bit. That's our natural... natural. We're Adam, as the Ramchal says clearly, right? Kaved ma'oid. Our is that the Lashon Shua? Our physical body is very heavy, physically. Afar, he says it's like afar, right? It's like literal, very, very heavy to do. But Adam la'amal yulad. That's not what we're on this world for, right? We're on this world to work. That's the challenge, especially in our generation where everything is so comfortable. So it's like it's an extra challenge. It's an extra challenge to do and do and do. Like we have to push against the grain to do. So that's one part. Then the other part, right? Then the other part is, I'm perfect exactly where I am, and I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be, exactly. So this like paradox of Adam Lamal Yulad, you gotta do and you gotta do and you gotta work and you gotta accomplish and you gotta be successful and you gotta get up early and you gotta mamish be chayrish and zireya and you gotta write all of that, you have to do it, right? I saw Meshulam. Mamish is mamish steiging away. I'm serious. I'm so inspired by you, Meshulam. I don't know why, because the suit, and now you're not wearing the suit. I almost like that. I like that because it's like being you're like, I'm chilling out now. Like I like that. I like when I see guys chill out, but I like when I see guys chill out when they're not chilling out like a day before, right? It's like the guy who's like, oh, I need a break. Someone told me once, like, I think I've said it in Shir, I need a break. I'm like, yeah, the guy who's, right, I like the basketball mashal. Yeah, the guy who's on the court, who needs a break on the bench, so you want to have him sit on the bench and go, I need a break. If you don't need a break, that's a kasha on how much you're playing, right? How much are you doing already? But it's so important. It's so, so important. And this is the key. Why did I have this aura? I had this aura because it's so important to make a goal. $500,000. Make a goal. $250,000. Make a goal of $3,000. But what you miss, what I miss, what we miss many times, and that's what the tzaddik tells us. The tzaddik tells us, this is from Lekin Amarim, page Chaf Aleph. The tzaddik tells us, listen to this, you'll see this Evan Ezra, I think it's an Evan Ezra. See if I remember. If it's an Evan Ezra, right? I haven't seen this in a while. The Evan Ezra. Look what he says. Choyli zeh. Listen to what the Evan Ezra says, the Es HaMageres. One of the toichachos, one of the things that are going to be a curse is Shelo Yismach B'masav Rak Yidag Boy Acher Yigiyasei. What does that mean? It means you're not satisfied with what you do. Nothing, you're not satisfied with anything that you do. And you're always questioning yourself, am I doing enough? Right, Mayor, we spoke about this, I think, yesterday or a few days ago, where we were saying, I think you were saying, can I do too little, something like that. We were talking yesterday, and it's like, you have to know yourself, not you. We have to know ourselves to know, well, will I be the type of guy that no matter what I do, my neshama is going to have to go through this where I'm never satisfied. It's not the pshat that, oh, right? Because sometimes you have to do, sometimes it could be you're not doing enough. Sometimes it's good to know that you're not doing enough. Or is it the pshat that I'm a guy who is a not enough guy, which means no matter what I'm going to be, it's not going to be enough. So I know I could just talk from my personality is I could say, yeah, we're getting to the goal of whatever it is, and I'll be satisfied when we get to the goal. There's no question about it, but I know within me that I have a chasaron. I know I have a chasaron in myself, right? I had my first therapist. Was it my first? Could be it was my first one. Many years ago, I remember leaving off with him. This is before therapists were a thing. His name was actually, you could probably Google him, right? His name was Dr. Vincenzi. I used to go to Philadelphia. He did energy work, like tapping. It was pretty crazy stuff. It was like amazing. It's the first time I really went to like something like that. And he told me, he said, Yoni, you have a problem. So I'm like, okay, yeah, what's, I don't remember. I was a young kid then, not young. I was in my 20s, young kid. And he said, you have trouble. This is what he said. He called me out and I was like, I didn't know what he's talking about. He's like, you have trouble smelling the roses. That's what he told me. You have trouble smelling the roses, right? Being, and I know that that's something that I still struggle with. I still struggle with that, right? So what's the pshat? The pshat is that you have to know yourself. So the tzaddik tells us, look what he says. He says, l'stapik b'choyser asipuk. He says, it says, ayin toiva mistapik b'mashiyesh loy ve'ina makama shiyesh l'chaver yoyser memenu. Right? Everybody has jealousy. Everybody has jealousy. But some people, their essence of who you are, your essence of your neshama is a neshama. You're a person who struggles with that extra. You're a person who extra struggles with that. And it sounds like it's a klaliistic thing. He says, Adwar Mamur Luzmanenu Kayoim, this is 30 years ago, the tzaddik told us this. Shiyeshnam hamoin anashim, listen to this. Right, shalom bayis, problems, relationship problems, all because I'm not satisfied. You know the pshat, Shimi, I've said this many times. It's if this is my bottle of alcohol, if this is my whatever I'm drinking, right? If I have it like this, and I'm holding my cup of wine like this, this guy is not satisfied. Obviously, it's usually a bigger bottle. We don't have any alcohol still, Rabbi Friedman, right? Right? You're sitting there like that, and the guy is drinking. I did this last night when I was walking out because we were carrying the bottles. I looked like I was making a joke because it looked like I was a drunker because I was holding like a vodka bottle. We were all walking out at 4:30 in the morning, and I'm like sitting there like this. But why is that a big deal? Why can't I hold on to my bottle? You know what the pshat is? Know what I hold? Because I hold that when you hold on to your bottle, then you don't appreciate this. You don't know, a person doesn't appreciate that. I know myself. If you're worried someone's gonna take it from you, as the Goyin says that the Goyin says that it's brought in Evan Shleima. I don't know where the source, probably, I don't know if it's in Mishlei where he says that, Masha, we should get the Lashon. Get me an Evan Shleima, maybe I'll find it with Arabari, probably I'll know exactly where it is. But Evan Shleima says, you know what I'm talking about? Masha, yeah, Rafil? Yeah, exactly. You know where it is? Exactly right. What the Baal Taiva, what it takes to, thank you, Avi. Right? What it takes to Balgaiva, thank you. What it takes to the Baltaiva many years to get, right? I think I know where it is. Right? Where it takes, oh, if it's here, then you know where it is, Rabari? Right? What it takes the Balgaiva many years to accomplish, right? The mistopic, the guy who is mistopic, okay, I'm not going to look at it now. If someone can find it for me. You know where it is?
I think it's
Yisid Aleph. In what? In which? In Gim? Is it Parag Aleph?
No.
Oh, see, this is what happens when you hang out with...
I'll find it.
Okay. So what, like this. If you are a meaning to learn to enjoy what you have. To learn to enjoy what you have. To learn. Thank you. Oh. Okay, good. Good. Okay. You say it to be right. Keruva, you know, the Keruva Mishimon Yoli is one off. You know that. It's funny that the Gemara brings that as a gematria. It's the same gematria, but it's one off. They bring that as a raya that you could be one off. And the big tzaddikim, they're one off on purpose so people don't think that they know everything. So that's why Rav Ari said, but Yud Aleph. I'm telling you. He said that. So it's Yud. Masha Masik Balataiva. You hear this? What the Balataiva is running after Roiv Hishtadlis Binyan Ra, Nasa Latmi Vaderach Binyan Toiv Blow Amul. As I say, chaser. Right? If you're chasing, and we all chase. But to be able to have that Izun, to have that, I said it in Hebrew, see, I'm afraid to say it in English almost. Right? Like, to have that ability, that's what it is about. To have the yecholus to work hard and to push hard and to be someone who's working, right? Someone who's mamish and amul in Torah and amul in everything you're doing, but at the same time, to be able to take off the suit and the jacket and to put on the sweatpants and to be able to chill and to be able to enjoy, and to be able to relax, and to be able to appreciate what you're doing, that, in a certain way, could be a bigger avoida for those people who are chasing and who are running and running and running. And you'll never, ever, ever, I'm not saying this it's the Eben Ezra, it's not me, the Eben Ezra says it, that's Hamageras, you'll never, ever, ever, it's a curse, and it's a teichecha. You'll never, ever, ever be satisfied. And it's not just Ratza, you know, Yesh Lo Imanu, Ratza Masayim. It's not just Kesef. That Kesef is right, that you always want more. That also is true. But in Yoni relationships, that I can never be satisfied with where I am, with what I have. I'm always looking for more. I'm always looking, and that is a great Mita. It's a great Mita. That's what he said. It is a great Mita to always want more. But he says over here, he says that the rose rabbis the toifos magunois mishtalshon bekach. He says a lot of things happen because of this. He says shemem roiv his marmarus litlois hargashus chasroinus ba'ashmas azulus bechaverov bahoirov umoirov bekamapam meskalka gama shalom bayis. Right? You're not satisfied. The person's not satisfied with his life. He's not satisfied with his life. He's not satisfied with his lot. He's not satisfied. L'stapik b'chusra sipuk. And he says, this is the line. Look how many times I have it underlined. Alach shoyf pachos v'lasos yoyser b'tafkida v'gashmi v'aruchnim. Right? Toiv pas chareva, which means, right? It's brought down, and the Bar Tanura says, m'stapik b'mashiyeshlei. To work on, why was I saying that? Because I said, when am I going to be satisfied? When am I going to celebrate? I'm going to celebrate when we hit the 500. I don't want to celebrate when we hit, I also want to celebrate when we hit the 500. I want to celebrate now. Why do I want to celebrate now? Because I know that it's true. That's what they say, the pshat and the chet, they say where the tama pri, tama eats and the tama pri are the same. Right? So you probably know who says this. Right? And then I want Rabari to say a few things. Rabari is mamish, a big Talmud Chacham, a big tzaddik, mamish. We met, I just saw him, I haven't seen him since Pesach. I felt like I saw him 10 times, right, in between. Rabari is going to say a pshat for us. I didn't even tell him what to prepare. He doesn't have to prepare. Right? What's the pshat? They say the Tama Eitz is the Ketama Pri, is that the curse of one of the curses is that the means and the end don't. It was supposed to be before the Chet of Adam Rishon that my process and my excitement of the goal was going to be the same. My excitement and the geschmack out of my process and what I'm doing is going to be equal. Basically, you know what the interpretation is? I don't need my bottle while I'm taking my shot, while I'm taking my l'chaim, while I'm taking my little thing. I'm able to appreciate it, right? Anyone who has drunk issues, who has not, whether you're an alcoholic or not, anyone who has drunk issues knows that you're not, right? What's the line? You go, one is too many, one is not enough. I don't know, what's the line? What do they say? One, I don't know how they say it. Right, one's too many, a thousand not enough. What's the pshat? Right, Yehuda, what's the pshat? Why? Why, what's the pshat? What's the svara in that? The svara, I'm not getting into a disease, not a disease. The svara is that I really just can't enjoy my wine. I can't enjoy my alcohol. I can't enjoy my, and it goes with tivus as well. That's why tivus gets so whacked out. Because it's like, why does somebody get to get twisted tivus, the Ramban? Why? Because I'm not even able to appreciate what I have. I need more. I need different. I need sophisticated. I need a stronger wine. I need a different wine. I need a different this. I need a different that. And I'm the same. I have the same tchunas and nefesh inside of me. And it could be like that. I'm going to say it could be that like that as a workaholic. It could be like that with money. It could be that with your relationship with your wife. You're never happy with your wife. You're never happy with this. And then you say, oh, the reason this, the reason that, the reason that. But it could be, right? It's the old joke, right? When I go like this, it hurts. 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 Your finger's broken, right? So you have to know yourself. You have to know yourself. The godless over here is this Nakuda. And then I'll let Rabari, if you're comfortable saying, That's emuna. That comes with emuna. That's emuna. Emuna. It's hard. It's very hard. It's hard when a person's motivated. Also hard where you come from. If you come from a family, right? We spoke about that the other day. Father wounds, right? We're not going to blame fathers. We're not going to blame. But if you grew up with different expectations from you that you'll never be enough. You grew up with older brothers, or you're the oldest, whatever it might be, and their expectations that I'm never enough. And you know what? There is a mila to that. The mila could be to that, is that you're taka always working to build and to build and to build. And the challenge of that, and the thing that we have to work on separately, is to learn that every little dollar, every little piece, right, of every little dollar. You know what? It hit me. I said to myself, not in like a Musser way, but it hit me. I'm like, I can't even appreciate every dollar that is in the account, where it's like if somebody gives you, when did I have this? I have this more with collecting money, but you guys won't be able to relate to this because you don't really, everyone's collecting money. But like, I remember, it's like if you want $50,000 and someone gives you $10,000, you're like, okay, shkoyach, right? You're asking somebody for $1,000 and he gives you $100, it's like, shkoyach. But Lamaisa, oh, I'll say the story and then Rabari will go. I told this to someone recently. This is mamish, this is it. I was in a gas station in Bnei Brak. You know that gas station by Halot Teman. Those who know. I was by those. So I was over there, and a guy comes over to me. I'll never forget this. Maybe right when I made Aliyah, whatever. It was a while ago. I remember a guy was coming around collecting, and I pulled out of my pocket and I gave him. I think it was either a two shekel, or I gave him 5 shekel. And I'm a nice guy. I'm like, yeah, I wasn't, obviously this guy, whatever. And the guy gave it back to me. He threw it back at me. And he says, only 2 shekel or only 5 shekel. And he gave it back to me. Look at it. So I love that yid and wherever he is, I hope he's a multimillionaire now. And I hope he's healthy and safe. And I love him. And I thank him. I thank him for teaching me. I'm saying over the story. So he's a beautiful, beautiful yid. Beautiful, beautiful yid. I think when I went back in my car with my kids, I said, I want to just tell you what just happened. I don't think I was upset at him. I said, I feel bad for that guy. I said, because that's why he's collecting money. Now, again, I'm not saying his neshama and the Rabbeinu Shalom. I'm saying, because when you can't appreciate the $1 and the $2 and the $3, you're not going to have the $10 and the $20 and the $30. And that, right, that dynamic, I don't know what the word is. I'm not even saying Binyamin principle for that. It's deeper than that. It's mamash deeper, not deeper. Maybe it is a shtickl comes from the Binyamin principle a little bit, but it's not so much Binyamin principle. It's a different ASIC. It's learning that I need to make sure that I appreciate all the beautiful things that I'm doing, and that's not a stira to the fact that fakert, the opposite. Success breeds success. It brings you more happiness. Trust, that's what it comes. Trust that you'll get to where you want to get to. Trust by even enjoying and being able to hold both of those. Okay, I'm going to let Rav Ari say some things because I love Rav Ari. I'm not going to give him too much mixa shvacha b'fanav. Yes, Yehuda. But one second, let me just say, Rav Ari, I just want to say, if you have a chance, I don't know how long Ari's around. I don't know who knows him from being around. He's not much a person who I'm saying it publicly, recorded, right? Whenever you're ready to come here, Rav Ari, we need you. We need you to be mashpia. Rav Ari is a big Talmud Chacham, and an amazing guy. I don't know where he's from. I mean, I know where he's from, Boca, but I don't know where he's from. He's definitely a holy neshama. And we met on Pesach. He's one of the gifts that I had on Pesach to meet a mamash, a very special person. And I'm so honored that he's here in our Beis Medrash, Shefa. Yehuda, go, and then Rav Ari will say a few words.
I just want to know if that applies to learning.
We'll do Chavetz Chaim afterwards. Thank you, Rav Zev. That what?
Nisanel's
here, Nisanel. That what?
That applies to like learning also, like the money to like every little.
Right, right. Right, exactly. The Gra, that's what the Gra says. The Gra says, thank you, Yehuda. Yehuda, exactly. I wanted to say, the Gra, it's a famous, the Chavetz Chaim brings it down, the famous Gra. The Gra says, for every word of Torah is keneged 600, ready for this? 613 mitzvahs. Amar Abaye, right? Amar Abaye, believe it or not. You open up one, and he says, he brings out, he makes a cheshbon. That's where you go ahead and you get schar for one amud of Gemara, one page of Chumash, that you read every word, Bereshis Bara, right? Do the math. Thousands, he says, thousands. Yehuda, you're machaven to the Chafetz Chaim, you're machaven to the Vilna Gaon. I'm not surprised. And you know what that does? That motivates a person even more. Masisa chavila shel averus, asei kenegdan chavila shel mitzvos. Asei kenegdan chavila shel mitzvos. You know what you do? You open up. That's why it says hashivenu avinu l'sarasecha, and then v'karvenu malkar tshuva. The bracha of tshuva is learn Torah, because the best thing you got is you got. I guarantee everybody here, you did not do 613 averus today. There's no way. I don't care who you. I don't care. You could bring me all the Rambams and bring me all the Rayas that it's this or that. So what do? You're sitting in the Beis Medrash. You sit in the Beis Medrash. You read one line. You read one thing of Rabbeinu. You read one thing of Rav Nachman. You read one thing of Musar. You read one thing in Torah, in Chumash, in Gemara. That's why they say Gemara is Rashi Tevis. You guys probably don't know this. Gemara is Rashi Tevis. What? Gavriel. Michal, Rafal, Uriel, Gemara, gorgeous. You just want to learn one thing. And if you don't understand it, ha! It's times a billion, look at that. You're like, what? That didn't make sense. And if you learn on Shabbos, we said this Friday night, you learn on Shabbos, the Ben Yoyada says. You learn on Shabbos, 1 hour is, can I get 1,000 hours of learning? 1 hour on Shabbos, 1,000 hours.
If you don't understand it on Shabbos.
If you don't, oh, very good, I like that. And if you don't understand on Shabbos, that's even more halig. You know how holy that is when you learn and you don't understand? You know how holy that is? You know how holy that is to be sitting and to be frustrated that you don't understand what's going on? Do you know how holy that is? Do you know how jealous? There's a famous story. Sorry, Ari, I keep on it. I told you, you get me started. Especially, Tzadikim here, I get excited. Rabbi Tzalel is a yid like that, by the way. I want to tell you. Come to yid like that. Rabbi Tzalel is a yid like that. Rabbi Tzalel is a yid like that. Rabbi Tzalel is a yid like that. Rabbi Tzalel has the gift. Rabbi Tzalel has that gift. He has that gift. Talk to him. Rabbi Tzalel has this gift. He has this gift to live in Beitar. That's Adam La'amal Yulad. He's from rags to riches. He's from five towns, from rags. I mean, we love the five towns, but I mean, Amish mean that. But right, I said that once, from rags to riches like that. So I'm saying he's not Stam. So he works on himself. He's a person who has big she'ifas and he's not satisfied. But he has he's a Kohen. So that's even harder. I have to ask you a question that remind me to ask you about Kohanim, because I think Avram asked me, so about that Levi, what did Levi do to be Zoicha to Kohanim? It could be a Pasha of Teretz. Saying I was like Yehuda, Yosef, right? Levi, okay, it's not for now. Unless you have an answer, we just did that publicly. But Kohen, the Kohen, he'll say it and he'll weave it all together. But the Kohen is someone he's also a Kohen. What am I talking about? I just clapped. He's also a Kohen.
Not Kohanim.
You're not Kohanim?
Not Kohanim.
Oh, sorry, I don't know why I thought you did. I don't know why I thought. I was like, I thought about that for a second, and then I was like, yeah, I remember you Duchene. I guess I didn't remember. Yeah, you're probably at the end of Kohen. I'm Atev Mamlechas Kohanim, right? The same thing, okay, right? What's the pshat? The Talmud Chacham. What's the pshat? To have she'ifas, shimmy, to want to be. You ever watch Shimmy, guys? You ever watch Shimmy Feig sit and learn by himself? Mamlech, you ever see that? That's hard. That's hard. To be focused on what you have to focus. Oh, Tzvi. Oh, amazing. Tzvi's like, you know what? Mom is seeing it all over now. Tzvi singers like that also, by the way. I just hopped. He goes on the basketball court. Yeah. Look, find that in different guys who you know. Find that and ask them. Because certain guys are either uptight all the time or they're chilled all the time. Certain guys have that balance, and again, everyone's beautiful, but I'm saying we gotta learn from everybody. Shimmy, when he's able to be chilled, he's got the baseball cap bad, he's going like that with his cup of, right, we know that, he's good, but he could sit there in the base marriage and focus. For Bitzal is chilled, it's a certain mida that you have. Tzvi Singer has that also. I've never played basketball with him, but I'd be afraid to play. At the same time, he's sweet. Machshavot tovot, ay. Shalom, don't worry. Shidduchim, no, let's go. Shidduchim tovim, ayayay. You know what, Madrega, Tzvi, you know what Madrega we got on? Shalom, I didn't express this properly Friday night. We got on the Madrega to sing that song, Shidduchim tovim, that when we started singing, Machshavot tovot, ayayay, 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 I thought the next words were Shidduchim tovim. Shalom, thank you, right? We did that by Nachi's wedding. That we had a big one. I don't know if you remember. We had a good one like that. Tzvi. But what's the pshat? The pshat is that it's hard to have that balance. I'm looking at Binyamin Brumer. Okay, Rabbi Ari, you'll say a few words. Mamer, Zachinu. I want to say the last thing as I give the mic to Ari, Rabbi Ari. We're going to do the Chavetz Chaim. Thank you, Reb Zev. We got Nisanals on it. Thank you, Reb Zev, for reminding us. Thank you, Reb Zev. What? I'm sure. I totally forgot what I was going to say.
Balance.
I'm not sure what I was going to say. Okay, Hashem should help us just be together. As Hashem should help us enjoy the bark of the tree, to enjoy the eitz, the tama eitz, ketama pri. It's enough. We're already Bechinas Lasid Lover. We're almost there. We're mamish, the Or Chayzer, the Or Chayzer, the Or of Mashiach, the Or of Olam Haba, of Lasid Lavai, is already here with us. Mamish, it's already shining on us that we're able to sit together in the thick, I'm not even looking at my phone from all the messages I sent out, because I want to sit tzizam and sit together with all of you, and let's just like be here. Be here. Another Evan Ezra. This, I don't know if I told you this one. That he says, I definitely told you this, that is Mavakish the Nirduf. Oh my gosh. If it was worth it just to come to that. This I heard from Reb Tzvi. I heard this from those who know the Cheshens, Reb Tzvi Cheshen. Massive Talmud Chacham in Niglin, Nister. You know Reb Tzvi Cheshen. I heard this when I was Menachem Avil. Tzvi Cheshen said, the Evan Ezra says on the Pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mevakesh the Nirduf. The Nirduf is the Hoyve. The greatest victim is the Hoyve, is where we are right now. And everything wants, the Yetzirah just wants to just get rid of this moment right now. That's what he wants. It's mamish, his whole entire avodah is to get rid of his, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mevakesh, that which is the victim. The greatest victim is right here, is the Hoyve, which fits with this Evan Ezra, by the way. That's Amageras, that you're never satisfied. The stop at Gam Chosra Sipuk, that you're never satisfied. That's mamish what the Yetzirah wants. Without further ado, mamish what? No, Lashon Tshuva, exactly. The Tshuva is Ata, right? The Medrash, be here right now, right? Without further ado, mamish, a schus. The base Medrash just got holier and holier. Rabbi Ari's here, you'll say a few words, whatever you want to say. Yes, no. Yeah, give him the mic. He's got the mic. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, thank you.
And you can't get me back. I should have said that. Kol Masha Tarmachabal Abayas. You could say. Exactly. So you could say the little. Don't say it's great to be here. I want to hear Torah. I want to hear Torah. You'll tell me later if you want to give me.
Baruch Hashem, very comfortable speaking in public. I do feel very uncomfortable now, because the truth is I came to learn, to hear from Rabbi Fisher, to speak with guys, to learn from guys, to now come to speak. So I definitely feel uncomfortable, but hopefully can say a short point. And yeah. So Rabbi Fisher was speaking about, from the Ibn Ezra, to recognize when we do good, to feel a sense of accomplishment, and to recognize our strengths. I want to maybe speak about for a quick moment the other side. That every one of us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, that we're human, and humans fall, and we make mistakes. And I want to focus on an attitude towards mistake and how to overcome for a quick moment. There's a Gemara that was always very troubling to me. The Gemara tells us that the Rebbe that we're all supposed to reach out for, the Rebbe we're all supposed to be on the lookout for. So what's the criteria? We're applying to yeshivas, we're here in yeshiva, we're looking for a Rebbe. What's the type of Rebbe that we're supposed to be looking for? So Tzei Chazal, Im harav is daima lamalach Hashem tzevakais, then yivakish taira mipiu. If you find a Rebbe that's like a malach Hashem, then that's someone you're supposed to learn from. That's the Rebbe we should all be looking for. So it could be in this yeshiva, I imagine. It's not such a shvar gemara, everyone, okay? Every Rebbe here. But what does that mean? The taira chazal tell us often, leinisna taira lamalachi asharis. We're not perfect, and Hashem knows we're not perfect, and we're not supposed to be perfect. So what does it mean that the Rebbe we're looking for is that paradigm, that example of perfection? And even if we can find that Rebbe that seems perfect, so how am I supposed to learn from someone who's perfect? It's a different world. I'm not perfect, and I'm not supposed to be perfect, so I'm supposed to learn from a Rebbe who is? What are Chazal telling us? To find a Rebbe that's a Malach Hashem. So I want to share a thought. The Gemara in Chagiga tells, the Gemara describes that there was a certain river that's flowing from Gan Eden in Shemayim. And the Gemara wonders, where is this river flowing from? Where is the water coming from? The Gemara describes that the malachim in Shemayim, the angels in heaven, are sweating profusely. And the sweat that comes from these malachim is this water that comes from the river in Gan Eden. And why are they sweating so much? So the Gemara explains, because they have a tall task, a very difficult job. They have to give shira to Hashem. They have to praise Hashem in all of His glory. It's a very difficult task. To nail Hashem down perfectly, it's very difficult. So the malachim are up in Shemayim, and they're about to start saying all the praise of Hashem. They're getting very nervous. Praise Hashem, you're going to fall short. So they start sweating. And Chazal say that the sweat from these malachim is what allows this river to flow. Malachim are perfect. Malachim are perfect. Hashem created an angel, and angel is perfect. What does it mean the angels are nervous they're going to fall short? What does it mean the malachim have a job? We have to praise Hashem. And the malachim start to sweat. They're nervous. Maybe we're not going to do a perfect job. So I don't understand. Thought angels are perfect. Malachim are perfect. What are they getting nervous for? Yeah, Hashem created you perfect. They're going to do a good job. Well, you have nothing to be nervous about. I think what we see from this Chazal, from this Gemara, is that in the world of perfection, in the Olam HaMalachim, there exists something called imperfection. In the world of perfection, by the Malachim, there exists something called I can fall short. I might not be good enough. And that's still Shayach to Malachim. That's still true in the world of perfection.